attention to everyone.
Hello, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I can confirm that. This is Daniela, and I'm joined by...
Henry.
Do we usually introduce ourselves?
No.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to make it weird.
No. We have a very intimate relationship with our listeners.
They know.
They know who we are.
They know.
And gobble gobble. This is our official Thanksgiving special of great songs.
You'll
for
notice
dads.
That if you don't think about it, all of our songs have something to do with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, every single song on here has something to do with Thanksgiving on just like a very like conceptual level here.
Like, just don't overthink it.
Just like if you can't get it immediately, then just like stop. But, like, know that it still does.
It's there. And trust us, because we wouldn't lie.
Exactly.
Henry, did you know I've actually never told a lie?
Never told a lie? Never seen an animal? Danielle, what? Name one thing that you have done.
WMFO. FM.
Tough radio.
Free form. All right,
so we're going to start you off with a recent favorite of mine. This is Oblivious by The Strokes off of their 2016 EP, Future, Present, Past. And this is a little bit of just a... This is a sexy song. I'm just going to come out and say it. If this song were at a bar, I would try to talk to them and they wouldn't talk to me. This is a good song. It's got some nice 80 vibes, a sick guitar solo. Julian Casablancas is just great as always. So, Oblivious by The Strokes coming up next.
Like a bug for think like a sheep.
right. Well, Daniela, if you could describe that song in one word, what word would you use?
Thanksgiving.
Of course, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Oblivious. Yeah, it's a Thanksgiving song.
That one was actually pretty easy to figure out how it connected.
Yeah.
Next up, we have... Actually, no, I won't start there. Yesterday was my father Jeff's birthday.
Quick shout out to Jeff. November. Happy birthday to Jeff.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
He should be listening right now. So since this is great shows for dads, and it was my dad's birthday yesterday, I figured I had to play a song that somehow connected me to my own father. So I have up next Budapest by George Ezra, your classic male manipulator music.
This is not male. This is wholesome.
Yeah, that was sarcasm. Fair enough.
As a male manipulator, I am offended.
Personally? Yeah, no, not at all. But Budapest was one of my father and my songs, like, back when I was in middle school. So it's kind of like one of the OG music connecting points. So in honor of Jeff's birthday, we have Budapest.
All right. Budapest, coming on next.
In Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you. Ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo. You, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
All right, we just hit you right there with some Steely Dan coming off of Asia, an album that I've been finding myself listening to more and more lately. Big fan of Steely Dan. Come from a family of Steely Dan supporters, especially a group. I try my best to surround myself with Steely Dan fans as much as possible. Not to get political.
It's a little political. Henry, can you tell me about the Thanksgiving themes in that song?
The Thanksgiving themes in Peg? It's about coming together. You know, you see your family's pictures. You keep them with your letter. It's definitely not about porn.
No.
No, absolutely not.
This is a family-oriented program.
Yeah, it's a community radio.
Community. Oh, yeah, I was going to roll with that one. Same thing. Family, community.
Exactly.
What is a word?
What is a word but a community itself?
Community of
letters. Of letters.
Of letters. Of morphemes. Okay. Up next, we have Cynicism by Nana Grizzle. I think that's how you pronounce their name.
Nana Grizzle.
Sorry, I have a terrible laugh right now. It's a really pretty song. I don't really have much to say on it, but I hope you guys enjoy it.
Some Nana Grizzle, but of course.
I once saw a sunset so vivid and warm that I swore it was perfect. I once had a lover, I'm not sure if I'll recover, but I know it was worth it. Then last night in the car, the falling raindrops looked like stars at some incalculable speed. Then later my friend said, good to see you again, this is a home to me. So I wrote a song, and I called it the love of my life. Said don't be gone long, it now sings me to sleep every night. I never learned a lesson looking at my own reflection, but sometimes it seems useful. And so I loosened my heartstrings in high hopes of starting to find something truthful. Cynicism isn't wisdom, it's a lazy way to say that you've been. Seems if anything, you'd be less certain after everything you ever learned. Thank you. bathrooms and the bad motels. No one really cared for it at all. Not the gravity plan. Fall right into place as fruit drops, flesh insects, everything will fall right into place when we die. Some sink and some lay, but at least I don't see you float away. And all the spilled milk, sex and weight, it all will fall.
That was Gravity Rides Everything by Modest Mouse. It was pretty modest. It was pretty mousy.
I think this is a pretty mousy song.
On a scale from modest to mouse, you would put it more mousy?
I think that it's like equally modest and equally mousy. I don't know if it like really leans in either direction. Like if it like is totally mousy, totally modest.
A good in the middle.
Yeah, I think it's a good middle roads. And coming up next, we got some Rap Snitch Knishes by MF Doom. Maybe you'll find this on your Thanksgiving Day platter. We don't know. And I know what you might be saying. You might be saying, Henry, Rap Snitch Knishes by MF Doom with that tasty guitar lick sample, isn't that explicit? And to that I'd say, Spotify doesn't say it is.
Well, Henry, did you know that my great-great-great-great-grandmother from Russia used to make Rap Snitch Knishes every Thanksgiving?
No way.
In Russia.
Every Thanksgiving in Russia.
Every Thanksgiving in Russia.
That's such an incredible story. Wow, guys, the power of family.
You heard it here first.
It's just incredible. It brings us together. It makes us knishes. It thanks our givings. It modests our mouses.
There it is.
It steelies our dams. And it MFs our dooms with Rap Snitch Knishes.
Yo. MF Doom.
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
Villain.
What up, nigga?
Ain't nothing. What's the word?
It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man. Rap snitches, man. Shit is bugged out, man. What the fuck, man?
She telling me.
Niggas running their mouth. Telling anything. Anything. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Tight profile, low, like eight and paid in full. Attract heavy cash, cut the game centrifugal. Mr. Fantastic, long though like elastic. Got my life with twin Glocks that's made out of plastic. Can't stand a brown nosing nigga, fake ass bastard. Admiring my style, tall bust through Manhattan, plotting, playing the quickest. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest, my dro the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild, testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up north, the boy hit him again. Lame rap snitch nigga, even told on the Mexican. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools dare care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody doubting still. Informer, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the Little Beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. A little grease always keeps the wheels a spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for 10 men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clap, then he fled after one slap. Son, shut the trap, save it for the bitches. Delicious, rap snitch, delicious.
You know what I'm saying? It's
terrible.
Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching. Telling on their own self.
The horror,
fuck around, gonna get anybody bag, man.
Atrocity.
Fuck around, get your mama bag, nigga. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging, fake hustling, nigga.
Friends.
that was Race Street by Courtney Barnett. It's a really cool album. What's the name of the album? Let me actually, so I can tell you.
Write a list of things
to look forward to.
To.
Yeah, write a list of things to look forward to. Recently released. If you guys want to check it out, super cool.
And we are a community radio station.
After all, we are.
So we need to have a PSA every show. If you didn't know, PSA stands for pass the stuffing, Auntie. Because this is our Thanksgiving Day special.
So that's what my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother in Russia, that's what her niece and nephew would say. But they would say, pass the wraps and the knishes.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome. It's a longer acronym. That would be a PRSKA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you guys have heard of that. I'll tell you, think you already know. So the PSA today, dial 911.
No way.
For emergencies, PSA. Are you a student living off campus?
Yes.
Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency?
2.
To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently, if you are off campus, dial 911. That was a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So I have a little story. I was babysitting in high school once for a pretty, like, strict, rule-following family. It was my first time babysitting.
Danielle, it's okay. You could say they were Mormon.
Mormons in Jersey. It was my first time there. The parents, like, just introduced me to kids. They're about to walk out. Like, obviously, like, if anything happens, call 911, of course. And I was like, haha, would you guys mind writing that down so I don't forget it? Because, like, I just want to banter with people. And they looked so insanely disturbed. And, yeah, I didn't really go back. The kids were not great.
They weren't great?
It's okay.
Have to call them?
I didn't call 911. They just literally...
Maybe you should have.
I got, like, demeaned by a 6-year-old for how I solve Rubik's Cubes.
Oh. Oh, that kid.
Yeah. She was like, you memorized an algorithm, right? She's like, you memorized it. I just do it naturally. I can just feel it out, Daniela. I can just feel it out.
That girl's Thanksgiving table is empty.
So true. No wraps, niche, knishes for
her. No wraps, niche, knishes for her. And speaking of Thanksgiving, what is Thanksgiving if it is not a time to be thankful and to give thanks? Specifically.
For.
To thank God for girls.
Oh,
coming up next.
Girls.
We love girls so much. Coming up next, thank God for girls.
Thank God for
Hit
girls.
Hit song off of Weezer's 2016 White Album, Return to Form, one of their best albums in years. In years and years and years after just producing absolute trash. This is a great album. Such a summery album. Feels just like summer. Huge fan of this. Rivers Cuomo, after a while, was just like, I want to write good songs again. And he did. He did it. Weezer is finally good again for that time before they started releasing bad albums.
Yay.
After that.
Emily.
Quick shout out to Emily Glickman.
Yes,
if
my
you're
wife,
listening.
If you're listening, she might
If you're Daniela's wife.
We
this
live
is
together.
Exactly.
We sleep in the same room.
In the same bed.
Terms, that's what it means. Emily, this one is for you. Thank God for girls, Emily.
Thank God for girls. You are one of them. You are a girl.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And your main kind of dragons are ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptical admits and tender loving kisses on your stab.
Day, you better bow down and pray.
isn't mine. I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says I give a sweaty palm, she almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared, I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her better, but meeting up in real life will cause illusion to shadow her. I call the name into all the trees, sing a song down on one knee, looking at the underwear page of this year's catalog like when I was 14. I'm levitating like a magnet, turn the wrong way around. I'm like an alien for kid trying to meditate on the better levels from the past. Fall down, thank God for girls. Holla, Jesu Christi, from Tennessee to LA. Centrifuge machine, mixed it with cardamom and cloves. Microwaved it on the popcorn setting while Adam was like, that really hurts. So pissed at God, and he started lighting mighty forest fire, stealing us three eggs, messing with the bees who were trying to pollinate the echinacea. Until God said, I'ma smite you with loneliness and break your heart in two. And Adam wept and wailed, tearing out his hair, falling on his knees, looked to the sky and said, thank God. We'll be right back.
That was Shark Smile by Big Thief. As you guys know, the only reason we ever play Big Thief
the
on
only
the station
reason.
Is to turn Maddie Wilson onto Big Thief.
It is a very coordinated psyop.
There's nothing that we're hiding here.
To just
here.
Try... It would, yeah, like, we... It's not like we actually like Big Thief. It's because we want Maddie Wilson to like Big Thief.
If you guys see Maddie on the street, just, like... Take a Big Thief and throw it at her.
Yeah, just like throw any Big Thief you could
find
her.
On the street.
Yeah, when you're walking around and you're just like, another Big Thief. Oh wow, there's just so many Big Thieves here. Just take some time, pick it up, throw it just like directly at Maddie Wilson.
Keep some in your back pocket just in case, because you never know when you're gonna see her.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then coming up next, a song from my own father. Quick shout out to James.
James, hey,
this
James.
This is a song that he recommended I play for this show, that he was inspired to play from. He read a memoir by Little Steven, of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, also famous as Silvio from The Sopranos. Arguably, where his strengths really lie. This is "Talk to Me" by Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. From Hearts of Stone. I haven't listened to it too much, I have to say. There's not too much I can say about it, but I really like the feel. It feels... My dad says it sounds like The Strokes. I say it sounds like Bruce Springsteen.
Same thing. Easily confusable.
Yeah, exactly. They both are music.
Some would say that.
Yeah, some would say. So I guess we'll listen to it now, and you can take away your own opinions on what its influences are.
And if you were born in the USA, enjoy this story.
Yeah, if you... Exactly. This song goes out to all my US-born American citizens.
sleeping off your demons. When I come home, spittle bubbling on your lips, fine white foam. I am young and I am good. It's a hot Southern California day. If I wake you up, there will be hell to pay. And alone in my room, I am the last of a lost civilization. And I vanish into the dark and rise above my station. Rise above my station.
That was none other than Hast Thou Considered the Tetrapod by the Mountain Goats.
Daniela, have you heard the new Mountain Goats song?
It goes
a little bit like well, I moved to Norway where I played basketball.
That sounds exactly like that.
I know. It's a really good song.
I don't know what it is about the Mountain Goats that I just find so addictive. I really like their sound, but it's so odd.
Mm-hmm.
that was. I just want you guys to know that Henry just referenced the TikTok. If you guys want us to send you the TikTok, just
reach us somehow. Telepathic listeners, join the telepathic link that we have, and we will mentally send the link to you.
The telepathic listening session.
Exactly. We have it. We have it with all our listeners.
It's true.
All right. Well. This is Great Songs for Dad, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford House Freeform Radio.
So true.
So true. We stand. We're going to play as much of this last song as we can before we end our show. And we're throwing it back to freshman year of high school with this. We got Dare by the Gorillaz off of Demon Days. Fun fact, Daniela, when I was in freshman year of high school, the only single band that I listened to for the entire year was the Gorillaz.
Seriously?
I didn't listen to any other artist.
They got you through it?
For the entire year.
Just the Gorillaz?
Only the Gorillaz. I listened to, like, every single album. I have a playlist from freshman year, which is, like 5-6 hours, and it's only Gorillaz songs.
I would say that would get, like, boring, but maybe not.
I don't know how I did it. I was just going beast mode.
You were the Gorillaz yourself?
I was the Gorillaz.
Yeah. Well, happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Yeah,
safe travels home if you're traveling.
Exactly. If you're not traveling, safe.
Yep.
Just safe.
Please save.
Exactly.
I hope that you enjoy any rap snitch knishes you might have at the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah. Always remember, if you're, don't be shy. Make sure to ask your Russian grandma to pass them to you.
To
share the wealth.
To share
on this
it.
On this beautiful holiday that we call Thanksgiving.
Happy and safe.
I dare you to spend time with your family.
Oh, good one. Family, community.
Gorillas,
animals.
Yeah, anything. Mountain
all
goats.
All that. Modest mouses.
Exactly.
Mountain goats.
Your mountain goats.
All right, peace you guys.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
It's there.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.